SBS Radio.
Parliamentary election in Ukraine will be held ahead of schedule. Volodymyr Zelensky, who recently became president, decided to dissolve the Verkhovna Rada and hold election 3 months early. He reported this message during his inaugural speech.
Я розпускаю Верховну Раду восьмого скликання.
I dissolve the Верховна Рада of 8th convocation. Glory to Ukraine.
Ukrainians will choose to the parliament 450 new members. Some of them will fall into the Verkhovna Rada from the list of parties and some from 199 districts, which all the territory of Ukraine is divided into. The Ukrainian parliament is multi-party and the Verkhovna Rada will have at least 4 parties. The election campaign lasted only a month and a half. During this time, some parties were created from scratch. Nevertheless, politicians managed to spend millions of dollars on agitation. According to the rating, the party of the current president's servant of the people has the greatest affection among Ukrainians. This political force has no history since it appeared only at the end of 2017 and its members became known a few weeks before the election. The party is named after the eponymous comedy serial and a production film produced by the Quarter 95 studio. It was created by Volodymyr Zelensky. His party's rating is currently over 40%. No other party has such support. Ирина Бекешкина, sociologist, director of the Ilko Kucherov Democratic Initiatives Foundation, says that the rating of the several of the people are falling.
Очевидно, що якби ще до виборів залишилося більше часу, то вони б ще...
Obviously, if the election were held later, the rating servant of the people would decrease. Therefore, they insisted of the election to be held as soon as possible. His electorate was joined by very different voters with different orientations. The presidential election campaign itself was very emotional. The campaign did not focus on any specific offers. When some kind of specificity began to appear, when Zelensky said that Ukraine would move toward Europe and NATO, part of his voters left. The second place had the Opposition Platform for Life party. This political force is called pro-Russian, since its leaders Vadim Rabinovich and Viktor Medvedchuk say that Russian-Ukrainian war in Donbas is civil and they consider that Russian-speaking people are being skewed in Ukraine. The party is also likely to come to the parliament if the previous president of Ukraine Petro Poroshenko's party European Solidarity is rating is less than 10%. Representation in parliament will have the party Batkivshchina and its head Yulia Tymoshenko. She has repeatedly been in Verkhovna Rada, at various times held the post of Prime Minister and Vice Prime Minister of Ukraine in the field of fuel and energy complex. For Life, Batkivshchina and European Solidarity are skilled players on the political field, which cannot be said about the new party Voice, which is likely to gain 7-10%. It was created by the singer Svetoslav Vakarchuk, the leader of the one of the most famous music group in Ukraine, Okeanelzy. Vakarchuk has technical and economical education and also studied at the Ukrainian Emerging Leaders Program in Stanford. Another new party which has a chance to go to the parliament is Power and Honor by Igor Smishko. Smishko at one time was a chairman of the Committee on Intelligence under the President of Ukraine, chairman of the Security Service of Ukraine and advisor to the President. He became a kind of discovery during the presidential election. Despite disappointed forecast to score less than 1%, he received 6 during the first round. In view of the very short election campaign, application for a chair in parliament often don't compete with political programs. Instead, they try to win the voters' favor with political advertising and arrangement of free concert. Millions of dollars are spent on it. The analyst of the public movement Chesno, Igor Feschenko, tells about about where the Ukrainian parties are making money.
Для того, щоб вести таку широкомасштабну кампанію, особливо на телебаченні, яка дорога вартісна, починають залучати такі кошти вже приватні.
In order to conduct such a large-scale campaign, especially on television, it is expensive. Parties begin to attract private funds.
The 2019 parliamentary election in Ukraine are marked by a struggle between experienced politicians and new faces, as well as traditionally between those parties that promote rapprochement with the European Union and those who are in favor of negotiation with Russia. Election to the Верховна Рада of Ukraine will be held on July 21. The new parliament will work in September. This story was prepared for SBS Radio by Natalia Patrikeyeva, Kyiv.
sbs.com.au